Now, figures have been revealed which show that the First and Deputy First Minister's recent trip to North and South America cost the taxpayer more than £150,000. So what? The total bill for their travel in the last year, it's hit £350,000. So what? Do we not want these people to go and sell Northern Ireland to the rest of the world? Do you really care if it's costing that amount of money? Or indeed, do you think that is extravagant? Well, that's how the TUV MLA, Jim Allister, has described this the spending. A fair bit of extravagance, he said. And he's questioned why they felt the need to bring a photographer with them. How much is too much? Is this a fair attempt to drum up business for Northern Ireland, or too much money in difficult times? Nigel Smith from the CBI with us today. Morning to you, Nigel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the businessman, Bill Jeffrey. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, I have big question marks about this expense. I really think it is on the heavy side. And we don't need photographs to know that they've been out there. We want to see results. And I believe that there should be a ratio in respect of the expenditure. And I don't see that happening. It seems to me that it's almost a jolly, but we have to sell Northern Ireland. And I think the team, instead of having a photographer, should have somebody from the business organisations, whether they're the big business or the small business. And that is what is necessary. It has to be rethought and it has to be hard-hitting.
Nigel?
Well, if the economy in Northern Ireland is going to grow, it's going to be driven by two factors, and that is trade in one hand and investment in the other. So Northern Ireland has to become much more internationally focused. We need to attract foreign direct investment, we need international tourism, and indeed we need to look at other forms of partnership. Now, we are competing globally for investment, that we would expect our First and Deputy First Minister to be out there internationally, to be leading, to be developing contacts, relationships. This is about retaining current investment as well as attracting more. Now, there could be arguments at the margin about a photographer here, there and everywhere, but you know, we and indeed the business community in general would be supporting our First and Deputy First Minister out there, promoting business links and encouraging investment into Northern Ireland.
You know, I give these guys a hard time as much as anybody else, but is it not pretty pathetic, Bill Jeffrey? That here there is some type of analysis of the leaders of this country, how much it is costing to send them around the world. Give them the freedom to do so. Let them do it. What do you want them doing, seriously? Do you want them paying for it themselves?
Well, first of all, it's about personalities as much as anything else, Stephen. I take your point exactly. If I was running a business and trying to build up a sales team for a big business, would I employ our First and Deputy First Minister? And the answer to that is absolutely not, because they are politicians, and I don't think that they have the nature or the skills that are necessary. I believe that in the community there are businessmen who are open, who are dynamic, who can sell Northern
Ireland. They are political leaders with a
story.
They are political leaders with a story to tell about the peace process, about the success of Northern Ireland, about how they are working together. I'll tell you what the danger is here, Bill Jeffrey. The danger is that any time any of these guys move, they're getting complained about, they're getting lambasted. What is the point, they might ask? What is the point of them leaving their families, travelling around the world, and then it starts coming down to how much it's cost? I put the point to you again. Do you want them to put their hand in their own pocket and pay for this? Like, it's ludicrous.
No, they can't. Stephen, you can't reasonably expect them to do that, even though there are one or two politicians think they are overpaid, and a lot of people as well. But I think that the thing has to be planned better. There is an expenditure. You've got to invest to get in business. But I have question marks over how it's handled and indeed the personalities that are there. I believe that the citizens of Northern Ireland, the men who are successful and who are articulate, are the best people to sell Ulster abroad. Politicians, right, they are our leaders, but everybody is sceptical of politicians' words, I believe. And I think that if a businessman goes out there, they can see from, he can talk to them, he can enthuse them, he can energise them, and that's the sort of thing that's going to and form relationships, and that will bring people back to Northern Ireland. Bring a minister along, fine, but I see him simply as a prop.
A prop. The First and Deputy First Minister, a prop in Northern Ireland. I don't know.
Could I come in?
Go ahead, Nigel.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we're dealing with Fortune 500 companies here. These are companies with turnovers of 500 million. So I think on this particular point, I probably disagree with Bill. At that level, a local business person is not going to have the impact. I think down the line, when companies start coming here in the first place to do their investigations, that's when you engage them with local people or investors that have been here for many years just to share their experiences and the attractiveness of Northern Ireland. But when you're dealing with major corporates, billion-pound corporates, this is about the top political leaders in the country, and we only need to learn the lessons from the country down the road, Ireland. You know, and they invest, and I'm sure you can't even find any of these details of what they invest, but they invest terrific efforts at a political level and major costs and investment at developing long-term relationships with all these major companies, and we can see they're the most successful company in the world for attracting investment. So I think down the road, the evidence would be that sort of pays off. So this is about long-term relationships. There is no doubt down the line, once you've got that attraction, once those companies see that there's a serious political will to try to attract them in, we do need to involve them and link it in with local businesses to say, this is what it's like on the ground. These are the advantages of Northern Ireland.
Here's Alex this morning. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just listened to your conversation. I agree a lot of what's been said, but I think the cost of flying a photographer with them is totally ridiculous. That's so they can put a photograph or two on an election literature in a year's time or 2 years' time.
It's so that they can what?
The Telegraph.
It's so that they can what?
So they can put a photograph to Telegraph and say, look what a great job we're doing. You can none of their aides hold a camera. You can buy cameras now that are virtually
idiot-proof. Are you serious?
They actually need a professional photographer.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yes.
Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to start denigrating? And I'm serious here, Alex. Do you want to start denigrating the role of our politicians in this country to nothing?
I was talking to somebody.
You're seriously suggesting, now listen to what you've just said. You're seriously suggesting that the leaders of this country, that they have, I don't know, that they have some type of amateur walking about with a, maybe they should just, you know, turn the camera around and put it on a timer and photograph themselves.
There's
do
no
not
need to
be
spend the
ridiculous.
Money on taking a photographer to Brazil, Steve, that's the point I'm making. I was talking to somebody recently, and this person worked in PR. He wrote speeches for an MLA, and I couldn't believe it. Our MLAs are actually paying to have speeches written. Our first minister is paying to have a photographer go to Brazil with us. That's all about self-promotion. They're there to promote Northern Ireland, not there to promote themselves. And
look,
the photographer is only there to promote them.
Right. So you do not think that when the First and Deputy First Minister are out selling Northern Ireland to the world, you do not think that those photographs should be taken. You do not think that those images should be captured in a professional way. You don't think Northern Ireland should be able to afford it. What do we spend? £1.5 billion. £1.5 billion, they reckon a lack of a shared future agreement is costing Northern Ireland with the security payments that need to be paid out and all of the disruption, and we can't find £150,000 for a recent trip to North and South America.
Stephen, if they're going to Brazil,
if we're going to think petty,
going to
maybe
impact,
we're going to be petty.
Stephen, if they're going to go to Brazil and they're going to make an impact, surely there'll be a photograph or two taken off them when they're there. They'll be able to get it. They shouldn't need to take their own photographer. It's ridiculous.
Here's Bob this morning. Morning, Bob.
Morning, Stephen. I'm just listening to those guys talking there, and I would just like to say, listening to Bill Jeffrey, probably one of the biggest employers in Northern Ireland, they visited out there, which is the Marfrig Group, which owns Moy Park, McLaren's Feed Mill, very big employers, and if it was $100,000 cost, it would be very cheap. Because all I can say is that not so long ago, they announced that their head operations for Europe would be in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
So £150,000 is very, very cheap for the likes of those companies, for the people they employ.
And for those people that are knocking the First and Deputy First Minister this morning?
Well, listen, there's probably nothing else better to do. £150,000 doesn't go far today if you want to put four or five ads in a fairly large newspaper. So I think it's money very well spent going out and meeting these people.
Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, if we sent two low-profile politicians out on these trips, they wouldn't even be recognised. We're sending the top two politicians that we have and who are well-recognised around the world, and for to spend a couple of $100,000 is peanuts to what we're spending on parades and flags. And if we bring $500 million investment 1,000 jobs into this province where we've 60,000 unemployed. It's money well spent, and I'm all for it, so I am, Stephen.
And Fred's next. Morning, Fred.
A few weeks before the American election, the president, from now on, it was American jobs for American people. And a few days before the election, one of his aides said that America needed inward investment. Now, if that was the case, why should we be going from Northern Ireland wanting investment when the country hasn't wanted to invest in itself?
There's a bigger picture aspect to all of this, and you can hear me banging on about it this morning. You know, this programme, like many others, Fred, you know, we don't shirk away from holding these guys to account. We don't shirk away from putting these guys under pressure.
Don't.
And that's the proper tension that there should be in Northern Ireland. But also, you've got to cut them a certain amount of slack. And think about it for 1 second from their point of view. They're leaving their families. They're travelling throughout the world. It sounds glorious, doesn't it? It sounds luxurious. But actually, if you're sitting on a plane and you're travelling around the world, it is work. It is work.
Well, I know. But, I mean, the thing is overdone. You take the example of the F.G. Wilson saga. F.G. Wilson moved out to where? China. Within 3 weeks, there was the various ministers and entourage went out to China to work. After letting F.G. Wilson leave here and go to China. Did that make sense? And not only that, they went during a Chinese holiday when there wasn't a lot of business could be done.